Welcome to Friday, everyone. It's Roundtable. Recently, a young man and woman in Fuzhou had their first blind date, and it didn't work out. The young man claimed that he did not have enough money with him to pay the bill and suggested that they should go Dutch. However, the girl got snarky and sparked a fight between the two of them. After mediation from a police officer, this shows you how serious it was, they agreed to split the bill. So, who should pay for the first dinner?
That's a very tricky question. I don't really have the answer to that. I think we should split the bill if it's a first date. And
that's very modern of you.
Yeah, but apparently People's Daily did a survey on its Weibo and got more than 20,000 feedbacks, and 40% of the respondents think the boy and the girl need to go Dutch, so they agree with me. Mm. But 34% think it doesn't matter who pays the
bill. Weibo agrees with Lula.
She wins. But 25% still thinks the guys should pay.
Mm.
And only 1% think the girl should pay.
I don't know. I think, well, first of all, if I ever go on a blind date where the, you know, who's going to pay the bill gets to the point where we have to have police come in for mediation, I would be so embarrassed. I would rather pay the entire bill than, like, have that happen. So that's the first point. The second point, I think, like, I don't think it really matters who pays the bill, but in my personal experience, I think it's a good gesture if the guy offers to pay. I will always offer to pay at least half, if not the whole thing, but I think it's like a nice gesture if on a first date the guy offers to pay.
I thought Americans were more progressive than Chinese. It seems like it's the other way around here.
If we want to go Dutch, I am happy to go Dutch if that's the way that it happens, but I think it's like there's still something old-fashioned and romantic about a guy paying the first date.
Yeah, I wouldn't object a guy if he offers to pay. I'm just saying, you know, I'm willing to go half.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, I guess it really just depends on who arranged the date, right?
That's also a good point.
So if we're dealing with, you know, kids in university or kids who just graduated from university, and it's their parents who help to arrange this blind date, it should be the parents who are paying, right? So the way it would work out, I mean, hopefully the parents aren't there during the blind date. It does happen sometimes. But, you know, the parents would give each of them some money, and then they would basically, in practice, actually, they would end up going Dutch if it was the parents.
I think that's the biggest difference between a blind date and a date. You know, if you're courting a girl.
Right.
If a girl is courting a guy, I mean, definitely they would offer to pay. But sometimes, I guess it doesn't apply to when it comes to a blind date. Nobody's courting anyone.
And girls don't usually court guys, I would say.
Don't usually.
All right, yeah. Okay. But I think that's a good point, too. I mean, it's a blind date, right? So I think on a blind date, you can expect to pay half, because you don't know that person. You have no obligation. You're not sure if there's going to be any kind of spark.
Yeah.
And also, like, really, on a blind date, you should not go to dinner first.
That's a very good suggestion. Yeah.
Start with drinks or a coffee or just, like, meet in the park, and you can always escape without anybody having to pay the bill.
Well, here's some courting advice. That's a great way to start when you're courting a girl as well. My father, when he was in university, he tells a story that he wanted to start dating a girl. And instead of inviting her to dinner, instead of inviting her to drinks or to coffee, he invited her to breakfast.
Oh,
isn't that smooth?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why? What's the strategy there?
Well, no, because I mean, you know, it's just non-traditional.
Okay.
It's cool.
All right.
He's my dad. Leave him alone. Okay. but I think, you know, the idea of blind dating and who should pay. I mean, like these are fairly new concepts, I would say, in Chinese culture, and so it does make sense that there would be quite a bit of confusion. But again, I think as Amy said before, I mean, you know, if the police have to get involved. Well, it's probably not going anywhere.
No, but different people have different views here. And this one, I found this one particularly interesting. Someone suggested if the blind date doesn't work out, then the two people need to go Dutch. But if they hit it off, the guy should pay.
That sounds a bit like prostitution to me.
It does.
Services are rendered, then.
No, but that raises even more questions and opportunity for awkwardness. What if the guy thinks it went well? but the girl doesn't, right? And the guy then offers to pay, but then the girl says, no, we should go Dutch. What does that mean?
Well, I think the thing is, what I was sort of always taught is that as a girl, you should always offer to pay or offer to go half, mm-hmm. at least. And then it's up to the guy to say, like, you know, how it should go. Is he going to pay for it, or is he going to split it with you?
Mm. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think for guys at least, I mean, you know, again, coming from as an American, not as a Chinese person, it was always difficult because of the feminist movement and things like that. You know, Amy and our generation, like we had relationships were always a bit more complicated. I felt at least. And so the question was always, you know, okay, is this a date? If this is not a date, what if I try to pay for it? Will she be insulted because she thinks that, you know, I think that men are better, which means that men have to pay? But then if I don't pay and she doesn't think that way, but then she wants it to be a date and I don't pay, then she thinks it's not a date, right? It gets very complicated.
Oh my gosh. Can you even concentrate on what she's saying on
yeah.
the date?
That Do you actually get to know
head?
Her at all?
No, all of this happens beforehand. Okay. And then, of course, you know.
So what was your final decision then?
Well, I don't, this happened, I don't know. I can't remember.
But I guess it is a different culture. Because in China, there's this example that a girl paid for the dinner in a blind date because she wanted to look very independent and mature. And then she was called by her friend an idiot because, you know, what she did might have embarrassed her date, you know, as a guy who's probably feels like, why are you paying? You're the woman. I'm the guy.
Yeah, I'm supposed to pay. I'm the one with the power.
Well, that's I mean, that's also something to consider, too, for women. When we go on dates, it's sort of like, you know, how much of a fight do you want to put up? Like, in some way, you should just, like, if the guy wants to pay, let him pay.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, like, if someone offers to pay for something, I'll almost always say yes. I mean, that's a bit of my university mentality coming in. No, seriously.
Free pizza?
Yeah,
huh?
No, exactly. If someone offers to give you something for free, you take it with no questions asked.
Don't you have to put up a little fight first?
Not usually.
Well, okay, how about this case? It's very interesting that in the blind date in Kunming, this guy invited a girl to a nice restaurant. And when they first just started dinner, the girl got some phone calls from her family. And later, the girl's parents, brother and brother's wife, and even a friend of her came to the restaurant. And the dinner cost more than 1,000 kwan. The man paid for it. And it felt
that
really unfair.
And this
I mean,
is why
what
you
would
don't
you have
go to
done?
Dinner on a blind date.
Yeah, exactly. What would you have done?
I don't know.
Refuse to pay?
I probably would have done a dine and dash and gotten the heck out of there. Because,
yeah.
I mean, if a girl is bringing her family to the first date and it's a blind
strategic
date.
Strategic time to go to the bathroom.
That's just a little bit too much. But that's all the time we have for this edition of Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always join our discussion by sending us a WeChat message or finding us on Sina Weibo.
Get a fresh, new perspective on the world. On a roundtable discussion, every day from 2 to 3 p.m., only on Easy FM.